We're going to pay tribute to the Bard of Avon.
He's talking Shakespeare, of course, but why should a master of the written word be celebrated in music?
Probably one of the greatest playwrights of all time, and certainly a landmark of Western civilization. So he's worthy of being honored. But what's amazing even more is how much great music was written, influenced and inspired by his writings.
As to how the confluence of arts plays out, Daddy details it.
Well, we're going to open the concert with Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn, just a beautiful setting. We're also going to have some readings that evening. Jeffrey Brown, who's the executive director of the Playhouse 2000 and the Callow Theater, those guys are going to have some dramatic readings before each of these, so keep that in mind. The second piece we're going to feature is Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis. It's a gorgeous work for multiple string orchestras. Then after the intermission, we're going to come back with Romeo and Juliet, but Serge Prokofiev's ballet music from Romeo and Juliet. It's just spectacular. One of the centerpieces of the program is by Saint-Saëns, and it's called Morceau de Concert. And then what's cool is we're going to end it up with wonderful music from Kiss Me, Kate. And Cole Porter's music is just fabulous.
It's this Thursday, starting at 6:30 with a wide reception, followed by the concert at Kerrville's Catherine Callow Theater. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.